May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Well, as I read the lessons, I thought to myself, if I was going to summarize it, if I was going to present it, the bishop always says that, it would be for me what this faith looked like. And since there's Sunday school, they want me to go a little bit longer. And is there Sunday school?
There's just one person down there.
Okay. Well, all right. That one person. There we go. So what does faith look like? Well, first of all, faith looks like me walking up and down the aisle because I do not feel comfortable doing that. So I'm having faith in God to help me, to strengthen me, to maybe do that. What else does faith look like? Well, it's our giving to Grace Connection. And what was the first couple of words in the second verse that was saying in the gradual? The ministry of the church. This is the ministry of the church, giving. And then we have more Faith Connection, people giving t-shirts and socks. And then, and I'm not too tired, I'm not going to run up, back here. Everybody look back here. What is this? This is faith. This is our faith at work for God's creation. The lesser brethren, all the dogs and the cats and the people that try to be humane and treat the animals with respect and try to keep them alive. What else is back here that's ministry? The ushers. What else? Doris is going to kill me, but Doris is all the altar guild downstairs in the chapel. That's endless. And that's ministry. That's faith at work. How about the vestry? Who's ever been on vestry? I bet you almost everybody's been on vestry at one time or another. What else is faith at work? I'll give you a clue. You guys will have to turn around. What am I? A parishioner. You, our faith at work, is worshiping the Lord, worshiping our God, our heavenly King. And not to leave out our deacon, our organist, and then you guys. Incredible. The crucifer, the acolytes, the book, all of this is our faith at work. And why do we do that? Why do we do all this? Because we believe. And the Lord, say to those who are fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come and save you. And our God has. We are already saved. Jesus Christ was born. He lived. He healed. He taught. He was willing to die for us and rose again. That's why we're here. Because of our Lord. Our God never forsakes us. Now, if we look at the gospel, what was Jesus trying to teach that day? He was trying to teach about inclusivity, including everybody. It's really not the way it sounds. Jesus set out. What does that mean? Jesus set out. He, on purpose, he went to Tyre and Sidon. Those were Gentile countries. Gentile areas, and they were hostile. The Jews and the Gentiles, they were hostile. It was very dangerous for him to go there. But he went there with a purpose, and he met up with what? A Gentile woman. The worst of the worst of the worst. And she came to him and wanted to have her daughter healed. So what did he say? She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, but let the children be fed first, because it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Now, really what that word in Arabic was puppies. He was bantering with her, but he knew her faith. So she answered him. She could have died for this. She said, sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. She had so much faith in him, so much trust in him, that she went to him anyway. And he healed her daughter. Why would Jesus do this bantering with her? Because her faith was action. It showed everyone around that her faith would be even stronger and more than some of the Jews, some of the Israelites. Here this Gentile woman had more faith in the Lord than some of them. So it was a learning process for everybody there. And James, well, we know that James learned this. James says, my brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? And then he goes on with an explanation. Now, if we think to ourselves, and we can change this around a little bit, we can make it not rich and poor, we can make it somebody we know and somebody we don't know. Okay? If we do favoritism, if we treat somebody special and notice them and their needs, but we leave others out intentionally, that's a sin. And believe it or not, that's the murder that James was talking about. Murder is more than just physically killing someone. You can murder somebody by slander. You can murder somebody's spirit by totally ignoring their needs. And what does James say? What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or a sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, go keep warm, eat your fill, but you don't supply the need, is that really faith? Is that really love? That is faith without works. Faith without action. Faith without the love of God, and faith without the love of our neighbors, his creation, his entire creation. So what does James say? What does St. Paul say? What does Jesus say? That faith is in vain. It's dead. It's not really faith because it's lip service. It's not genuine. It's not true religion. It's not true worship. So we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Everyone is important. Everyone is to be treated with respect, with dignity, with true hospitality, with mercy and care and love. All of us are to work in this way, to worship and to have faith, but faith with action, as God desires. That's what we're to be about. And we have little signs of faith all around us. All we need